Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. You are talking to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Actually, you're listening to the Grilling Guys. I'm doing the talking. I'm Jop. He's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Yeah, welcome, and thanks for talking to us over the radio device here while our producer types. Yeah, so it is the weekend, and everybody's probably sitting around all fat and happy after putting on the big feed bag.
Yeah, the food coma might be wearing off by now, you know, a couple days ago. And then, Bob, I'm not a big Black Friday guy. I just can't get into that fray.
Nope.
There's nothing I need that bad to go out and wait in line at 4 in the morning to get something purchased. I guess maybe I'm a little more practical as far as my shopping. I mean, when I can be fat, happy, sit on my couch and do it as a cyber, maybe you don't get the same deals. I don't know, because I don't go out in the mix and fight the traffic and do all that. Did you do any of that?
No, we specifically stay away from any type of shopping on Black Friday because it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
The traffic's crazy. The loads of people in the stores are crazy. And, you know, chances are my wife's got half the Christmas shopping done already, so it
yeah.
doesn't.
Yep, today's Small Business Saturday, right? If you're listening to us on Saturday, you may be listening on Sunday, and then it was, of course, yesterday. But
is that how that works?
Yeah, the small business thing is near and dear to my heart. I'm involved with a small business association in the little community that I live in, and all of us merchants that are there are really trying to, you know, cut a living, provide a great service and a great product, and it's tough to compete. And so my endorsement goes out to, if you know of a small business that is out there today, take a chance and go frequent that. And if it costs you $5 more, so what? Because, and it might not in all likelihood, but if it does, you're supporting someone who's supporting your community rather than some black hole that's out there and coming from a warehouse and who knows where when you purchase on your
right.
on your device. So,
yeah, and you only get one instead of 20 of them.
Right, yeah, right. And there aren't any hassles when you have to return it because it doesn't fit because we're there.
And I think that fits because if you look at our sponsors, I mean, one of them in particular, our very first sponsor was Allen Bob Sports.
Yep.
And, you know, they survived the onslaught of Gander Mountain, gone.
Right.
Cabela's moved into town, not having much impact on them.
Right.
And Allen Bob's just keeps growing and growing because they're a specialty shop. They're going to double their size in January.
Right.
With their new location. So if you look at all the other people, like Standale Lumber, like Old World Olive Company, Veneno and Flickama, all these people are small businesses.
Yes. Sobey Meats.
They're all small businesses.
Right. Look at the explosive growth of our friends at Sobey Meats. Right. Great success story. They're 12, 13 years old,
yeah.
and they started out just Tim and Teresa, and bang, they got 50, 60 employees
yeah,
now.
Yeah, they were
in
a little bitty shop, and now they're in a 4,000-square-foot shop. And I told Teresa last week, I said, this store is not going to survive at this size. You're going to have to get another building. And she looked at me, and she said, don't ever say that again.
Yeah.
They're so busy there. If you ever go in the back end, like when trucks are coming in, I mean, the vendors can barely keep the place stocked.
Right.
So small businesses, that's the machine behind America, and that's what's going to make this country grow. My waistline's growing, I think, after Thursday, though. We had all the kids home, and Matt and Emily are home with the babies. And
well, they're a little closer now. They're not in California
yeah.
and Tennessee, so
but
that's
we're living
great.
In new construction.
Right, right.
Not
that's been a fun
same.
Process to watch. we were... if any of you have ever remodeled a home or built a home, Bob's living in it while he's doing it. And that in and of itself probably says it all, because you're living in a construction zone is a huge challenge. The dust, the dirt, the noise, the disruption, the lack of amenities that
yep.
you have. It just really, you know, you're kind of living in your lower level
well,
and you're kind of living in a corner of it. Now your family's home filling it.
fortunately, yeah. You put a nice wet bar in our lower level, and we're living in the lower level, so that little wet bar is serving as our little galley kitchen.
Right. Yep. And it's amazing what you can do with a little cooktop on the countertop, and but the refrigerator works, so yeah. The beer is cold, and that makes a lot of the pain go away.
So. Yeah. So Thanksgiving for us was the good news is the new house upstairs is very large. And so there was lots of room to lay out two full folding tables. So we had like a 16-foot table, and everybody got to sit at the big table.
Right, and that's cool. And this is the first Thanksgiving for your granddaughters?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, no.
No, the second. Right, they're over a year old, thank you.
Yep.
Yeah, but probably the first one they'll ever remember if they do. But they're walking around and having a good time. And I know I called you the other day, and you're like, hey, Job, can I call you back? My granddaughter's sitting on my lap right now. And I'm like, hey, you bet, man, that's cool. That's what the holidays are about. And when family comes together and you get to share that stuff and some good food. Did you do the traditional Thanksgiving? Did you cook it or how'd that go in a partial kitchen?
Pardon that construction noise. They're working around the clock in this building. When it comes to Christmas and Thanksgiving, Mrs. Nirmico does everything. And she enlists her posse. She's got Maggie and Emily and Olivia all assigned to certain tasks. And us guys, we stay out of the way. I usually recruit the boys to help me split and stack a little wood.
Right.
Because they like a good workout. And they know it's coming anyway.
Did you smoke any of those turkeys?
No.
Oh!
No, on Thanksgiving, we put one big one in the roaster.
Okay, because you were talking a couple shows ago where I thought you were going to do the roast.
That's for Christmas. That's for Christmas.
Okay, and then, yeah.
Yeah, yep. That's not me.
Once again, we're in a building that's got a little construction going. But anyway.
Or gas. I don't know. It could be somebody.
So these contractors keep coming in to your house.
You get to know them really well.
Right.
Yeah, because the guy's in mudding right now.
Ooh, there's a job you don't want to do.
This guy is a magician. I mean, we hired a really good company. It's called Diemter. And these guys the guys that came in to hang it were really pros. They're fussy. I'm so glad I didn't attempt to do the drywall. I did the wiring. That was enough.
Right.
And I did some of the framing. And, you know, I'm doing the little things I can do by myself easily enough. But the drywall is forever. I mean, you see that. And
it's the finish.
I have seen other drywall pieces I've fixed or changed or whatever, and I always see the blems, and I can't take my eye off them. So having this guy, his name's Paul. He walks around on stilts, and he's so stinking good.
Right. And there is a difference. That's the last thing you see. You throw some paint on the wall. Now, painters are talented guys, too, but the drywall guy makes or breaks the finish. And if he gets that stuff smooth and the seams hidden well, your project, regardless of what's behind the walls, your project looks great when it's done.
So. Well, it turned into quite a large project, and he keeps commenting on how many joints there are. And there's five skylights, and he says, man, this is taking me twice as long as I thought it was going to.
Right. Yeah.
Like, well, take your time.
Yeah. Exactly. I'm not in a great hurry. I just want it done right. Yeah, exactly.
I love that sound effect, Brian. That's very good how you do that in the background.
Yeah, you can stop leaning on the button now, though. there it goes. Yeah, went away.
I think he's going to break through the wall any minute.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about what to do with all the leftovers. And we've got some people coming up that are going to help us with that. We've got Jim Crank from Crankers. Of course, there's no leftovers there, but we want to talk to him about winning as a silver medalist at the Great American Beer Festival. That's the first time for Crankers. And then we're going to get our buddy Cowboy Rob Russell back in to maybe give us some ideas on what to do with some turkey. And then you and I have come up with some cool things through a little research. So stick around.
We'll be back.
Ride me, mama, any way you feel. Hey.